Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yam Yarian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Welch. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. Welch steals second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields the ball and throws to Rommel covering. Safe. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Bibb Fauck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fauck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fauck moves to third. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a ball on the ground for an out. Mulligan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel strikes out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGowan moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGowan scores. Dykes moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welch. Strunk reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Strunk moves to third. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Strunk scores. Hooper moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bibb Fauck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fauck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fauck takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-1 in the game. Yarian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely scores. Fauck moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leverett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Leverett reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Yarian goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Miller reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yarian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Brugge now catching. Jim Sullivan now pitching. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields the ball and throws to Sullivan covering. Safe. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive towards first. Hauser catches it and steps on first to double up Shealy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young pinch hits for Jim Sullivan. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Young reaches second base with a double. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Ketchum now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Leverett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Leverett reaches second base with a double. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 7-4. White Sox. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Ketchum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ketchum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strunk hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Miller reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brugge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brugge moves to second. Tilly Walker pinch hits for Gus Ketchum. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rubiar is on now pitching. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Leverett strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strunk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Strunk moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brugge picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brugge. Johnson scores. Strunk scores. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper scores. It's 12-5, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Welch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.